Well, as was mentioned very briefly at the beginning of Mass, the beautiful man and woman that you saw before you reading the readings this morning, Tom and Mary Moskowski, are celebrating their 50th anniversary of wedded bliss, and they have been so good to me since I've been here at St. John's when I came in 2016, and so I've gotten to know Tom and Mary very well, and just want to give you guys another very hearty congratulations, and my personal gratitude, not only for your kindness to me, but also for the witness of your marriage, of your sacrament, and it's just very, very inspiring and encouraging, and so we need more. We need more of this. It's an interesting connection to the readings and to our graduates, because the three are connected by a very important truth, and that truth is about God's promises. Jesus says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. It is the Spirit of truth. Isn't it true that the best things in life, in fact, the most significant things of life, are always accompanied by a promise? Promises are one of those sort of unique human experiences, an integral part of the human journey that we all know from the time that we're little kids. It's actually one of the first ways that we come to know truth, that we come to know what is true. Right, as little kids, we get to this point where something which is good that we want to happen in the future, we want to know that it's going to happen. And it involves the person usually that's before us who's involved in that very good thing. And we want to guarantee that good thing. And so what do we say as a kid? We say, do promise. Promise me. We say that, don't we? You see, there's something so important about promises. Because promises act like a lighthouse. What does a lighthouse do? A lighthouse shines out into the vastness of the lake, the sea, the ocean out there. And even when the ships are way far off, it brings them into the place of safe harbor. They can see from so many miles away, we're nearly there. We just have to go this direction and we'll make it. It's what promises do. They shine out like a light in the darkness. And in fact, that's the very meaning of that word. Right, the etymology, the origin of that word is the same origin that we use to describe what we pray every Sunday, the Mass, which also comes from the same Latin roots, the verb mitere, which is used in the sort of the noun form here, missio, or in the Mass, the Missa. Mitere in Latin means to be sent. Right, and that prefix pro missere. Pro means ahead of or before. So a promise is a word that is sent before us to light our way on that journey. And it acts, does it not, as a kind of guarantee of something good that is to come. In fact, we depend upon promises. I mean, think about this. On the day of your baptism, were you not given a promise of something very good and grand and beautiful? In fact, of eternal life. You were promised that on the day of your baptism. And so you began the journey towards the fulfillment of that promise. And all of you graduates out there, you've been living a promise for these last 12 years of education, right? There was this sort of promise given to you that if you do X, Y, and Z through these years and you complete these tasks and you learn these things and you make your way, at the end, something good will happen. You get this fancy piece of paper. 12 years, and this is what I get. I get a piece of paper. Great. No, that's of course, right? No, it's what that paper signifies, right? It signifies an important milestone, an accomplishment that gives you access to the good things beyond that are still to come. A promise is being fulfilled for you. In fact, a really big promise, high school graduation, it's no small accomplishment. There's no small promise attached to it. And isn't it so beautiful? And in fact, right, Even the greatest of things, human love, that we experience here in our journey, doesn't that love also include a great promise? What happens when a man and a wife come together before the altar of God? What do? They make a promise that is so final and special as to call it a vow, an irrevocable promise. But this is what love does. Love makes grand promises. Love makes this kind of trustworthy guarantee about what is still to come. And it becomes a lighthouse that lights our way towards it. And on this Sunday, right, especially as we honor all of the graduates and the moms and dads and the family members, the relatives, the friends, all you who care for our high school seniors, we all get to share in this with you the gift of God's promise. And I find it no coincidence that that is the very theme of today's gospel on this sixth Sunday of Easter, when Jesus, in this passage, is at the Last Supper with his disciples, this very important exchange of love between brothers. And what does Jesus want to do for them? But to make them a promise about something good that is going to come. And he knows that's very important to make them this promise, because he knows that between this promise and its fulfillment is going to be a lot of challenge. They're going to go through some hard times very soon. He knows that. And he doesn't want them to be lost in the darkness of that struggle. And so he lights their way and says, I say to you, this will come. Do not forget. Stay the course, he says, because I will send you the Holy Spirit, the advocate, who will plead with you before my Father, who is the Spirit of truth that will never lead you astray, that will ensure to you you are never an orphan. What an important promise. It's an important promise to be reminded of, especially when we are in times of challenge. And this is, I would say, a time of challenge for all of us in some respect. You seniors are experiencing in your graduating year something that nobody before you has gone through in current human memory, which is to graduate into a world where your immediate future perhaps doesn't look as secure as it otherwise would. Right in this time of pandemic, when we're all trying to stay safe and be healthy and pray for deliverance, our future plans, which perhaps would have been secure, may or may not look as much in this moment. I mean, there are already lots of, right, Division I colleges that are saying, hey, we're going to go online in the fall, and you may not be coming to campus, and we're going to have to figure this out another way, and so you might be making alternate plans. Well, I thought I was going to be in a dorm, and I had, you know, already bought my laundry basket and my mini fridge. But what do I do now? Do I have to stay at home, or I'm not sure. Should I move to, you know? Challenges are presented to you that have not been presented to others, and we can't deny that. And if that causes a certain amount of fear and anxiety, amen. We don't have to be afraid of how that makes us feel either. But you have many who surround you, who walk this journey with you, who love you. And when you are loved, love makes promises. The love that we have for you is a reflection, just a little tiny look into the greatness of the love that God the Father has for you. And love does not leave you an orphan. This changes the course of how we go through the great chapters of life. The chapters of our lives, which you are going through in this moment, right? The end of one chapter, the beginning of another, right? Even although it includes some suffering and some anxiety and perhaps some unknowns that others before you have not experienced, this time of this chapter of transition also is something very joyful. It's a great accomplishment. It's a chapter that's also filled with hope. And whenever we recognize that, whenever we know we're in this kind of transition where we're going to move from something that we know into something that's brand new, it fills us with peace to know that those steps are not made alone. We know that we can walk this next step of our journey not by our lonesome, where I'm not simply dependent upon what the circumstances are around me or what measure of personal resources I have within me. In the end, we all know that the circumstances of our life and even our own resources, perhaps great as they may be, will never be enough. They're never going to be enough to lead us from this place to that fulfillment, to that safe harbor, to that lighthouse which guides our way home. We are not meant to make our journeys alone, and Jesus says, I say to you, you do not. Be enheartened, be encouraged, because I am love itself, and love makes great promises. And the greatest thing about love's promises, when promise comes from true love, God's love, divine love, it is completely sure. Those kind of promises can never be broken. Why? Because love never fails. Love never ends. This is exactly what God says to us right in that great letter of St. Paul. It's a passage that many of us know very well, because if you've ever been to a wedding, chances are you've heard it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning there at verse 7, love is patient, love is kind. The great descriptor of love. And at the end it says, love believes all things, bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And in the end, these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Love will never end, and love will always guide your way. And love will guide your way because love is actually within you. Because love is the Holy Spirit. And Jesus gives you the Holy Spirit to make your way sure, to give you confidence in him that he is with you, to remind you that you are exactly in this moment where you are supposed to be, no matter your circumstances. And wherever it is that you find yourself, whether those circumstances may be filled with joy and hope, whether those circumstances may be filled with struggling or suffering or anxiety, those circumstances do not change the truth of who you are and what God promises you. And you are always free to take step after step after step, one at a time, towards the fulfillment of that promise. And so this day, I just want to bless you with my deepest and my mostest and remind you of not only how much I love you and how much the people in your life love you, but how much God loves you. And in God's love for you, God makes you irrevocable promises of good things, blessings that will never end, that he has in store for you, and invites you this day with joy in your heart to say, yes, Lord, I believe.